are about to hear all slap time pronouns. It's parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to law, the church, the subgenus, religion, politics, or any other touchy subject is intended only as humor, and to pass no reflection on the high standard of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that adjourned intent.
Hello. This call is for Jason. I hope I'm not too late in responding to your Craigslist posting. The one that said astronaut needed ASAP Jonesboro. Oh man, to say I read it with great interest is putting it mildly. I would like to get on board for your trip to planet Serpa, wherever the hell that is and how. you wanted a minimum of 2 years experience with space travel. Well, I've been preparing for space travel since 1996, but the saucer cult I'm in has repeatedly dropped the damn ball, so screw them. I'm sniffing around for a group that seems to have it together, and tag, you're it. As per your requirements, I'm a physically fit, apparent Caucasian female with no next of kin nor any identifying marks except my teeth. And if you do pay $50,000 like the ad promised, those are going to be changing. As for the required drug screen, I could probably identify anything you slip me. And hell, if you're looking for something... I live near a junior high school, so I could probably score you some adrenochrome. Fresh adrenochrome. Fucking kids get all the good stuff. Well, that's my story. I guess the ball's in your court now. Give me a call. I'm Reverend Susie the Floozy, and in the words of Malcolm Planet X, off this stinking orb by any means necessary.
Oh, give me a brick.
I'll be waiting for your call. Bye.
Whoa, Floos. I can tell you're not going to get a call back from that one.
I don't exactly have a good feeling about it. He yanked it off of Craigslist after 3 hours. I was glad I printed it out.
Yeah.
But you never know. Hope springs eternal.
Oh, great. Just what I need. A bimbo with a hope habit to support. Well, hey, evil Susie, at least I don't have a dope habit to support.
Like you don't?
The size of Lee Hazelwood's. I stand corrected.
Indeed you do.
But you know, Flues, it sure does make me feel lucky.
You're telling me, Lee Hazelwood.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna open up your gate and maybe tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me life and how she made
very much. Look at us, but
how she gave me life.
Look at us, but do not touch.
And how she made it in.
Theodore is my...
Oh, that was the original. Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Sinatra. And this is Slow Dive.
Some velvet morning when I spread, I'm gonna open up your head and maybe tell you about that girl, how she gave me life and how she made it.
Harvey Oswald of 60s pop music, an enduring mystery wrapped in an enigma and coated with a slimy luster of pure what the hell? What was Lee Hazelwood? Was he truly talented or merely annoying? Was he a brilliant songwriter and producer? Or merely an opportunistic, narcissistic, sunset strip stoner looking for the golden pot at the end of the top 40 rainbow? Was he too hip for the room, or just all messed up with nowhere to go? Well, one thing's almost for certain. Lee Hazelwood was either the bravest man in America or the stupidest, because he had the brass cojones to bang Nancy Sinatra, the chairman of the board of Mafia Co.'s daughter. But hey, as someone who's heard the duet that Frank did with Nancy, the drug dippy record Life's a Trippy Thing, I can tell you old Blue Eyes was way too indulgent with his little girl. So he apparently drew the line at whacking her skinny producer with the blown pupils, and a good thing it was too, because Lee Hazelwood was on one hell of a roll. This poor man, Sonny Bono, banged the poor man's Aunt Margaret through a stream of pop culture hits like Jackson, and These Boots Were Made for Walking, and Some Velvet Morning. Many contemporary covers of it were done at the time, probably because of the radical changes in meter and key, which were all done in a single studio take, I hear. Fast change musicianship worthy of Frank Zappa's backup band. Ugh, Gabor Szabo here? Oh, he was one of Lee's few colleagues to take it on. Gabor's liner notes are ridiculously florid, but hey, they can't stand up to Hazelwood's own liner notes. And I quote, from the back of the album, Nancy and Lee. Questions and answers and questions. What does Some Velvet Morning really mean? We don't know. The words velvet and morning rhyme in our heads. Phaedra sounds like an upper that just doesn't quite make it. Which, if you rule out the occasional odd pharmaceutical promotional LP, I believe this to be the first ever ephedra joke on the back of an album cover here in 1968. Oh, that Lee. Oh, yeah. As the late, great Rip Thrillby put it, Lee Hazelwood was a man who really loved the 60s. The sad thing is, we just couldn't love him back. wasn't just a treatment of some velvet morning. That was a mistreatment by a crazy Japanese group called Satanic Porno Cult Shop. Oh, and this? Oh, this band has an overly goth-sounding name. My Dying Bride.
Some velvet morning when I'm free.
Punk Skank Deluxe, Lydia Lunch, and probably some junkie she picked up somewhere doing a duet. Oh, the way it should be done. And I'm talking about the duet and the junkie. This, however, is Thin White Rope.
tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me life and how she made
This one was by Nick Marsh. And speaking of junky skanks, this one is by Primal Scream, and I hear it features Kate Moss. Is this too muck and fudge or what?
We'll be right back.
selection seekers. This is from what must be a delightful series, the Pickin' On series. This is Pickin' On Nancy Sinatra, a bluegrass tribute. And speaking of pickin' on Nancy, you know, maybe if Lee Hazelwood had killed Nancy, he could have become the first Phil Spector, but oh no. His early solo ventures, like Trouble is a Lonely Town and Lee Hazelwoodism, Its Cause and Its Cure, fell flat. The only cure for Lee Hazelwoodism, it turned out, was eradication. After the hits hit the fan and Nancy was gone, he slouched off to Sweden in 1970, where he died not that long ago, August 2007. Seekers, it looks like we're getting into the last leg of the show. So why don't we let the final words from Lee Hazelwood tonight be from those wonderful liner notes of his on the back of Nancy and Lee, regarding his song Jackson in particular, but life in general. Is Jackson really a love song? If love rides a white horse and votes a straight pacifist ticket, the answer is no. But if love is an everyday thing, good and bad, up and down, sad and happy, warm and warmer, then yeah!
Baby, tell you of a favor. How'd you get me?
that was a delightful punk version by Minimal Side Effects. But here's a perennial stoner's favorite, Vanilla Fudge. And I'm not just laughing because it's hippie music. I'm laughing because it's 7.5 minutes long with a cold stop. Enjoy.
on Epstein morning how I pray that Bob would honor the deal he made. But let me tell you about Dobson and how he made me slack and how he left me cold. That next day morning, how I prayed. Rushwood, Dobstown, Inland Mist, lush and weird and corny kissed. We can dance and frop and die while the X's pass us by. Praise it be Bob's name. Pudding too. By Bob we all get screwed. Next day morning, get it straight.
Eggs a circle overhead and flip us off.
Not your whining again. This is so depressing.
I wish my waiting time were through.
It's your fault that we can't eat.
Instead, I'm stuck on Earth with you.
You didn't bother to believe.
I ought to kick your frickin' head. Why don't you just drop dead?
And frankly, I don't care.
So I'm taking up a
I should be sorry for what I just did to the lo-fi drifters, but I don't care. I'll kill again if I get the chance. Oh, and Seekers, you'll be interested in knowing that tonight's show could have been done without me. Yes, this wasn't entirely my idea. Oh, but doesn't it taste like the flues' usual scat? Well, that's the scary thing. Oh, it looks like the old quantum mechanics fairy tossed a delightful monkey wrench into my space-time continuum when I rediscovered an old childhood friend. And oh, we lost touch right before puberty, but oh, Seekers, we both bred true. It must have been something in the water in Derby, Kansas, because right after we got in touch, she sent me this compilation CD and totally blew me away. Oh, yes. And after I scraped up what was left of my mind and called her back, oh, I found out it was totally her idea, the choice of song and what she did with it. What I did with it is another matter. Ooh, and the really creepy thing, she's a Susan too. So I am pleased as hell to announce the existence of the other Susan. She wants to keep it on the down low, and I can respect the insidiousness of having a secret identity. But oh, seekers, I don't even know what's gonna hit you. I like that feeling. Ooh. Oh, and seekers, at the top of the hour, that was a real Craigslist posting, and that was my calling. No, I didn't get an answer. Damn it. Oh, but you can get an answer if you look at subgenius.com for more information about what's going on in the Church of the Subgenius. And I know this past X Day we just got burned again, but seekers, I still have soap in my hole that we're gonna get off this planet, and I am not willing to give up that dream. So until next week, seekers, beware the conspiracy's wiles and try to hang on to your precious slack, because come some velvet morning, you're gonna need it. Good night.